Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ari Wasserman. Ari covers the Buckeyes. And Ari, how you doing, man? How you holding up?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Not bad, man. We're all, it's a crazy time. None of us have ever gone through something like this. How's it been for you? Has it been going a little stir crazy?
You know, people might think I'm nuts, but I drove across country. I left Ohio and I drove to Phoenix
right.
to spend some time with my family. So,
I know people that have done that, yeah.
I'm not necessarily stir crazy, but I did all the things that you're supposed to do. I got the Lysol wipes and had a mask and packed my own food. And
yeah,
I was basically
smart.
Quarantined in my car for 3 days.
Nice.
Ari, what do you miss most, Ohio State football spring practice or not being able to gamble on March Madness?
Spring football, probably gamble on March Madness.
I know.
Everybody wants to watch it.
I know. It's crazy when you think about it. I mean, for these casinos and for, like, you know, Vegas, of course, I mean, this is a big hit, you know, being closed and not having sports to watch and bet on.
Yeah, I mean, it's, like, funny. It's such an adjustment, though, just all of our lives, especially us in the sports world where we're dependent on, you know, events and things occurring to provide content for readers. But in terms of just, I saw some pictures of the Las Vegas Strip the other day, and, you know, I don't think it's ever probably since the day Vegas Strip was built 70 years ago has ever been that bare. So, you know, right. All of us are kind of in the same boat. It's kind of a tough thing. And, you know, in terms of, you know, what we're even going to talk about on the show, I'm kind of interested in, because it's just like, I don't think anybody has any answers right now.
Yeah,
right.
It's a weird time. As this was all going down, Ari, as we went from, you know, okay, we'll just do things with no fans, and it just took the next step and the next step, you know, and Ohio State's decision, like everybody else, eventually to cancel their spring game. How do you feel like Ohio State, handled this process from a sports standpoint?
You know, I think they did pretty well. I think they were one of the first programs. I think Michigan was the first one to cancel, to suspend recruiting and spring drills, and Ohio State, I think, was either later on in the same day or early the next day, and we're one of the leaders in terms of, you know, making these changes. Now, the thing that's, you know, we're seeing happen in sports is if one team or one program or one entity does something, then everybody else kind of falls in line. So, like, in terms of credit or where does credit do, I guess Ohio State's done a good job, but I don't know that anybody has done a good job.
Yeah, right.
I think right now we're all kind of in the same boat in terms of trying to stay home or socially distance and put ourselves in a position now where, you know, hopefully this disease will get tackled a little bit easier and faster. But in terms of Ohio State, you know, no team in America right now can practice or do any of those things. And, you know, obviously they've done a pretty good job in recruiting still, even though they can't go on visits or have visitors on campus. And, you know, really, I think the entire football program and the entire sports kind of, you know, on edge, just kind of waiting to see what happens here. Because, guys, I don't know if I'm a crazy person, but, you know, every day that goes by where this continues to progress is one day closer to me accepting the idea that there might not be a football season this year.
Yeah, well,
I don't
possible.
Think we're that far off.
No.
Yeah, it's certainly possible. And I've talked to some people around college football that are concerned about having a full season and, you know, starting on time and training camp and all that stuff. So we'll see where it goes. But let's pretend we're going to have it and talk about some things. You know, Ari, the Buckeyes certainly always have great recruiting classes. I know The Buckeyes have made some moves here recently. How did things end up for Ohio State in recruiting, and where does things stand, rather, as we move forward here throughout this spring with really not being able to leave the house?
You know, Ohio State picked up 4-5 commitments in the last 2 weeks during this quarantine, one of which was a top 60 player out of St. Louis. And, you know, Ohio State's got the number one rated class in the country right now for 2021. And they just got Trey Sermon to commit and, you know, has an immediate eligibility to fill in a much-needed role in Ohio State's backfield. So in terms of that, I think Ohio State has a legitimate chance of signing the number one rated class in the country. That's something Urban Meyer never did, and Ryan Day is on pace to do that. I think part of the reason why is the 2021 class, and in terms of Ohio talent, is probably as deep as the state has been in the last 10 years, and Ohio State's doing what it always does. It's getting the in-state kids. And, you know, they've got the number two player in the country, five-star prospect named Jack Sawyer, who goes to high school 15 minutes away from campus. And they locked him up pretty early, and now they're in a pretty good position now with, a handful of other five-star kids, and recruiting's never really been the issue. And this year, I think it's possible that they might do something that Urban didn't do. And that's a pretty remarkable thing to say right now.
We're talking with Ari Wasserman about the Buckeyes. I mean, the program's had so much success, it's amazing that they haven't had a number one class, and now they might. Why? What do you think is it about Ryan Day? I mean, we know obviously you talked about the great talent in Ohio right now, and we know Ohio State's reputation. And unlike, you know, the other football hotbeds in California and Florida and Texas, where there's multiple big programs, there's only one big program in Ohio State, so that's always been that's always an advantage. But how much is Ryan Day a factor in the fact that they might have the number one class?
Here's what I'll say, because I know that, like, we're in a position right now where we're going to start comparing Ryan Day to Urban Meyer, and that's obviously what we do in sports. We compare and contrast between different eras and different people. And, you know, Urban Meyer was one of the best recruiters in the history of college football. There's no secret. But anybody who's met and spoken to him knows he's a very intense person and knows that the way that he kind of approaches recruiting and the expectations that he has on the players that he acquires is a very intense situation, right? And Ryan Day, though intense and demanding, has a very different personality. And the reason why I'm saying all this is because Urban Meyer's not for everybody. And there are players that Ohio State might have not gotten that are committed or are committed now that, you know, might not have made that choice had Urban Meyer still been the head coach. Now, that's not saying that Ryan Day's better than Urban, because there are probably players that Urban landed that Ryan Day couldn't get. But I do think that there are people who like his down-to-earth mentality. He's just kind of like an everyman, but he's also a very smart person. And the thing that we always have to take into account, too, guys, is that Ohio State's one of the best brands in college football. It's pumping out NFL numbers at an unprecedented level right now. It's got its own state to itself and all the advantages that we talk about all the time on the show. I think that 90% of coaches in America could recruit a top 10 class to Ohio State. And, you know, not taking anything away from Ryan Day. But, you know, the state right now is very talented, and they're doing the one thing that I thought would be interesting to track, and that's whether or not they can continue to recruit nationally, and they've done that. So Dave's done a tremendous job. The Ohio State brand is certainly a large part of that, but of course his personality and his offensive mind and all the things that he brings to the table also are part of the equation.
Ari Wasserman is with us, covers the Buckeyes. Ari, what are the Buckeyes doing right now? How are they working out? Are they working out? And how much communication does the staff have with the team?
You know, I'm sure that the staff has a lot of communication with the team, but the fact that the building is closed kind of just like rattles your brain a little bit, right? Like, it's just like, well, what are they doing? They're not even, some of them aren't even on campus. Anybody who lives on campus, I think, is not allowed to be on there. So and that's part of the reason why I'm wondering, and I asked Gene Smith this on the phone last week, but I'm wondering if there's going to be a football season just because of this. I know that spring football isn't necessarily the end-all, be-all in terms of preparing a team to play, but you have a whole month-long regimen of practice and going over the depth charts and working out and off-season drills and all the stuff that they're doing that they're not doing right now. You know, and we're 2 months away now from getting geared up for fall camp, or 3 months.
Right.
So, like, how much of a setback is this? I think it's a pretty big one, especially if you consider the fact that Ohio State had 15 early enrollees this year from their class, and all of them were elite-level prospects. Like, why do they graduate early for? They can't do anything. So, you know, what are they doing every day? I know they're all working out. But I think it's all done individually through the guidance of what the program's allowed to give them.
Like, are guys in their living room, like, you know, doing, you know, P90X? Like,
that's what I'm doing.
Are you? Is that what you're doing? Is that how you're staying?
No, I was actually just watching Netflix, but I also don't compete in front of 100,000 people every weekend.
Right.
But, yeah, no, I think they all have their own, you know, plans and are working out individually. And I don't even know what gyms are going to. Gyms are closed. So,
gyms
like,
closed.
I don't – it's just – it's, like, so crazy to me. Like, I'm having discussions with my parents about whether or not I should go to the grocery store to get canned goods. And it's just like, well, this might be the one thing in life where, like, football isn't important, you know. In terms of just, like, whether or not these kids are working out to the most of their ability. I'm sure they are. They have to be prudent about being ready. Hopefully the country will get back on track and the world will get back on track in a few weeks. And, you know, maybe in 2 months things will, you know, change and they might have an extended fall camp or do something to make sure these kids are ready. But right now, I think getting ready to lift weights so that they can play football right now is the least of our concerns.
All right, Ari Washman's with us, covers the Buckeyes. All right, let's take our minds off Ohio State football for a moment, sports. You mentioned Netflix. Have you seen The Tiger King?
I am about to fire that up, actually. All I read was the description. I read about how it's a crazy person and a murder for hire with animals, and I know nothing else about it.
Well,
so, like,
I mean, Ari, Dustin's only watched two shows, so he keeps bringing up the same two shows. I mean, what are you watching right now?
Oh, I, like, actually just got – I started watching this thing on FX about the Zodiac Killer.
Okay.
And, like, whether or not this guy who believes it was his father, and that's been pretty interesting. And I'm watching Hunters on Amazon Prime. Phenomenal show. I don't know if you've seen that show. You know, there's a lot out there. Right,
I can't watch it, Ari. Are you Jewish?
Why?
Also? Because as someone who's Jewish, I don't know if you are, but
I am.
Okay, so I am, and I just – first of all, the Holocaust was horrific, and I watched the first episode, and it was really good, and Al Pacino does a good old Jewish guy, but the scene with the chessboard, like...
Oh, yeah, no, it's pretty...
It's horrific enough what actually happened. I don't need to watch, like, additional horrors, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I understand that. I'm not
you
gonna
understand.
Argue with it.
Yeah.
It's a very...
I heard it's well done. Everybody's saying it's good.
It's a very well-done show. I understand anytime you start dramatizing something as terrible as that, you know, it's going to push the buttons and it's going to be hard for people to watch. But I also
you think it's worth
will
it?
Admit that there were certain scenes in that show that were very hard for me to watch. And, you know, I got emotional a few times. But in terms of whether or not it was like a well-done show, it certainly is. And I, you know, would recommend it, but it's certainly not for the faint of heart. And it's not for everybody. So, you know,
I watched the first episode.
It
was really good. The first episode was really good.
Yeah, the first episode is kind of the gist of it. And if you didn't enjoy it or it was hard for you to watch, I wouldn't suggest going still because it does have a lot of uncomfortable moments. But I thought it was a really well-written show.
Dustin got me into McMillions, which was really good.
Have you seen McMillions, Ari?
I watched the first episode, and I got to be honest with you, I didn't really think it was that good. But I think I have to keep going.
All right. Nice of you to join us today. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, no problem, guys.
I'm kidding.
I actually watched the first episode, and I thought that funny FBI agent that everybody was laughing about was funny. But it is crazy. When I was a kid, I was obsessed with, like, collecting the Monopoly pieces.
So was
like, I don't know, because we were all, like, I don't know how old you guys are, but, like, I was, like, you know, 10, 8, 9 years old when that game was going on. And, like, I remember, like, riding around bikes with my cousin trying to go to the McDonald's to get, like, water cups to see if they'd accidentally give us a couple of pieces on it.
No, I'm with you, too. I collected them. I was thrilled every time I got a free small Coke or a small fry. And always got – I think we always got – what was it, Park Place, but never could get Boardwalk. Was Boardwalk the hard one to get, I believe?
Yeah, Boardwalk was the $1 million.
Boardwalk was the hardest one. Yeah, that was
the
$1 million piece.
Yeah, BS. I was like, yeah, I got Park Place. I only need one more.
Everybody had Park Place, and everybody felt good about themselves. Only one more piece away from the million.
Yep,
didn't know
that
they were scamming all of us.
Yeah,
exactly.
Ari,
it's a really brilliant marketing scheme, though. It was, I mean, the marketing firm that they hired to do that. I mean, that's next level thinking. Just in terms of, like, all those, like, marketing schemes that all these fast food places have done in the 15, 20 years since that was going on. I mean, that was pretty incredible thinking.
Yeah, well, it made him a ton of money, no doubt, even with this scandal. All right, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much for joining us.
Anytime, guys.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.